Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chav Chasam and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Chav Chasam and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Shaykel Adam Basar Keneged HaKli Keneged HaKoyfetz. If a person wants to weigh meat on Yamtif, he's selling meat, he's buying meat, so you can't weigh it normally. Yeah, you can't weigh it by putting it on the scale and putting a weight on the other side. Rather, you have to do a shinoi. You have to weigh it Keneged HaKli or Keneged HaKoyfetz is a butcher's knife. Whereas the Chachamim are chaylik, they say you can't even use a scale with a shinoi, you can't use a scale at all. So says the Gemara, my kolikar. What were the Chachamim coming to add when they said you can't use a scale, kolikar, you can't use it at all? Amrav Yudamar Shmuel, afidu l'shamrei minach barim. Even if you're just putting it onto the scale, because you want to protect the meat from the mice, even that's going to be a problem. Amrav Idi bar Avin v'hu detalya b'srita. That's only going to be a problem though if the scale is hanging up like it's normally set up, because then it's tackled, then it looks like ovdin d'chol, then it's very weekday like. That's when it's in a problem. But if the scale is not set up, so then there's no problem putting the meat onto the bowl of the scale. V'amrav Yudam Mar Shmuel tabach uman aser lishko baser biyad. That if you have a professional butcher, so he's not allowed to weigh meat even in his hand. Meaning even if he puts the meat in one hand and a weight in the other hand, that's something that he would do even during the week because he's such a professional, and therefore he's not allowed to do that on Yom Tov because that's not a shinoi. V'amar v'yudam reshmuel, tabach uman aser lishko baser b'mayim. A professional tabach is not allowed to measure meat in water and then seeing how much the water level rises to tell the volume of the meat, even if the cup doesn't have measuring lines, because he's a professional and he knows what he's doing, that's not considered a shinoi. V'am Rav Chiya Barashi said that aser lases beis yad b'basar. A person, when he buys meat, so in those times, so they didn't have, it was pre-plastic bags days, so the way they brought the meat home was you would cut a hole into the meat, that would make like a handle, and then you would be able to carry the meat home. So you're not allowed to do that in Yom Tov, because you need to do some sort of shinoi when you do Mekach u'Memkar in Yom Tov. So therefore you can't do it in the normal way, that's going to be aser. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, ubiyada shari, but if you want to make the hole in the meat with your hand, so then that's a shinoi, that's going to be mutter. Amar Rav Huna, mutter lasay simin bebasar. You're allowed to make a simin in the basar to be able to know which piece of meat is yours, so you could cut it in a certain way, you could do something different on the meat as a simin to know that it's yours. Ki hadu Rabba bar Rav Huna mechatech lo atlas karnaso. Like Rabba bar Rav Huna, his simin amongst his family to know which meat was theirs was he would cut it into a triangle, that was his simin, and that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Rav Chiya Rav Shimon Barabi Shaiklin Mana Keneged Mana B'Yamtev. Says the Gemara story that Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon Barabi, these two brothers, so they would divide up their meat on Yamtev by weighing it against a mana against a mana, one portion against another. Kemandu like Rabbi Yehuda, v'like Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, that's not like anybody in our Mishnah. Ik Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar Shaiklo Adam Basar Keneged HaKli Keneged HaKayfetz. He said you have to do a shino, you have to measure it against the kli. Keneged HaKli in, keneged midi achrino. Lie. You can't just measure one portion against another. And Ikurabanan ha'amri in mashgichan bekafmas naim kolikar. They said you can't use a scale at all in Yom Tov. So how were Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, the Rebbe, able to measure their meat against each other by doing mana keneged mana? So says the Gemara, inu da'avad Rabbi Yeshua. There's a third sheet that not mentioned in our Mishnah, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. The Tani we learned in the Braiser, Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, shaykun mana keneged mana b'Yom Tov. But you're allowed to weigh meat against each other in this way on Yom Tov, so that's what they did. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef commented, and he said that the halachas k'Rabbi Yeshua hold tnan bebechayris kevase. Since we have a mishnah bechayris, a stam mishnah bechayris, like Rabbi Yeshua, that mana keneged mana is mutter, so too over here it's mutter. That tnan, like we learned in the mishnah, that psule hamukdashin hanasan lehektish, that when it comes to selling hektish, which became pasul, so being that the money, the proceeds, goes to hektish, so we're very makel in terms of how you sell it. You could sell in certain ways which we would normally consider to be a bezayin. But over here, since the hana goes to hektish, so it's mutter. However, by bechar, a bechar that becomes pasul, being that it's the kehanim that get the money, So therefore, we do not allow a person to sell in a way that's a bezayin. However, still, says the Mishnah, v'shoiklin mana keneged mana bevachar. Even still, you could sell it by measuring one portion against another, that's not considered a bezayin. So too over here, by our case, it's not considered a bezayin to sell, to buy meat like that on Yom Tov. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, you can't compare the din of bechar to the din of Hilchos Yom Tov, two completely different subjects. V'dom alayhi, ad kan like amre b'yeshua hacha ala deleki bezayin kachim. Rabbi Yeshua allowed it by Yom Tov because there's no Bizayin Kachim on the line. Avul Hasim Dika Bizayin Kachim Lai. But over there, when it comes to Bechar, where there's an issue of Bizayin Kachim, so then maybe you can't sell it like that. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would argue on the Mishnah Bechares. In Ami Ad Kan Lai Kamri Rabbanan Hasim, it's only the Rabbanan said it over there in Bechares that you could sell the Bechar in this way. Elam Yishum Delay Mechziko of Nindachol, because there's no issue of Nindachol. Aval Hacha, but over here, when the garments to Hilchas Yom Tov, that we care about Ovdin Dechol, the Mechzik Ovdin Dechol lies, so maybe it's going to be Aser, and therefore you can't compare the Din of Bechar to the Din of Mechira, Mekach HaMemkar, and Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, Lameimer, the Kafti Adadi. We mentioned that Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon, they would divide their meat by weighing it, mana keneged mana. You mean to tell me that they were makbid on each other, that they should have exactly even portions? Vahanu Shev Benisa, there were these seven fish, the Asulu Bei Rebbe, which once came, got delivered to Rebbe's house. Vishtaka Chamish Mibnayu Bei Reb Chiya. And five of them were found by Reb Chiya. He took five of them, leaving two for his brother. V'loi kafid Reb Shimon Berebi, and Reb Shimon Berebi did not get upset at him. He wasn't makbid. You see that they weren't so careful to divide things equally. So says the Gemara in Echanami, we have one of the names in the story off. Amar Rav Papa, Shadi Gav Reb Inayu. We have to switch one of the names. E Reb Chiya, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yaisi. Keep Reb Chiya, but it was Reb Chiya and Reb Shmuel, Reb Yaisi. Or keep Reb Shimon, but it was Reb Shimon, Berebi, Ubar Kapara. So it was two different people, that's why they were, and they talk a war makbid on each other, that's why they wanted to weigh out the meat when they were dividing it. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov, but you are allowed to sharpen it without using a sharpener, by just rubbing it, by sharpening it against another knife. Amar Afuna, that which the Mishnah says, you can't sharpen it, that's talking about a normal sharpener. You can't use a stone sharpener. If you do a shinoi and you want to use a wooden sharpener, so that's going to be mutter. I'm Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, and on this, Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel commented, and he said that Hod Amrit Shal Evan Aser, that which you said in the Reisha, Rav Huna's Reisha, that you could use, that it's only a stone sharpener that's Aser, Lay Amaran El Lachadada. Even the stone sharpener that's Aser, it's only Aser to use it to actually really sharpen the knife. But if you're just doing it to help you get the oil, to get the grease off the knife, so that's going to be mutter. Mashma, according to this version, that the wooden sharpener is mutter even to actually sharpen the knife with it. Or Ika the Masni La Seifa. Some have Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel's comment on the Seifa of Rav Huna. That Rav Huna said, Bishal Eitz Mutter, that's only Aser to use a stone sharpener. But a wooden sharpener is Mutter. And on that, Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Hoda Amar Bishal Eitz Mutter, that which you said, that it's Mutter to use a wooden sharpener, Lo Yamaran El Lahavish Amnu Nisa. It's only Mutter to use it to get off the grease. Aval Echadu Da Aser, but to sharpen the knife is Aser. Mechal De Bishal Evin Afilu Lahavish Amnu Nisa Aser, which would then come out to use a stone sharpener, is Aser even if you're just doing it to get off the grease. Or Ika De Masni La Masnisa. Some have Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel's comment on our Mishnah, that the Mishnah said in the Reisha, Ein Mashchizin Es Asakin B'Yom Tov, that you can't sharpen a knife using a sharpener on Yom Tov, and on that, Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel Leishanu El Lechadada. You can't use a sharpener to sharpen the knife. Avol Havir Shamnu Nisa Mutter, but if you're just doing it to get the grease off, it's going to be Mutter. Mechlad Al Gabi Achaverta, if you want to just rub one knife against the other, Afil Lechadada, even to sharpen it, Nami Mutter, that's also going to be Mutter. V'Ika Damasni La Asefa, and some have Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel's line on the Seifa of our Mishnah, that it says of a masia al gabi chaverta that you could rub one knife against the other, and on that Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel leshanu al lahavir shamnu nisa. It's only mutter to do that to get off the grease of a lechadida aser, but you can't even do that to sharpen it. Even if you're doing it to, if you're doing it to sharpen it, you can't even do one knife against the other. Mechadib b'mashchezes afilu lahavir shamnu nisa aser, which would then come out that to use an actual sharpener you can't even do, even if you're just doing it to get off the grease. Now it says the Gemara, Mantana de Bemashchezes Aser. Who is the one who says, who is the Tana of our Mishnah which says that there's something wrong with sharpening a knife on Yom Tif? Amar Rav Chista, de like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda who says that even Machshiri Eichel Nefesh are mutter on Yom Tif. Where do we know that that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? That now we learned in the Mishnah Megillah that Ein Bein Yom Tif L'Shabbos, there's no difference between the halachis of Yom Tif and Shabbos, Elo Eichel Nefesh Bovad. The Tanakhama says the only difference is Eichel Nefesh. On Yom Tif you could do Malachis Eichel Nefesh and on Shabbos you cannot. But Machshiri Eichel Nefesh, that's Aser, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tif. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei eichon nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even machshirei eichon nefesh is mutter on Yom Tif. So our Mishnah, which says that you can't sharpen a knife, is obviously not going like Rabbi Yehuda, who allows even just machshirei eichon nefesh. Now, Amar le Rava le Rav Chista, Rava said to Rav Chista, darshina mishmach halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Should we darshan in your name that you hold that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that machshirei eichon nefesh is mutter on Yom Tif? And Amar le, and Rav Chista responded to Rava that Yehi Rava, that Yehi Ratzon, it should be Hashem's will, the Kol Kihani Mali Mile Maliasa, Tidrashu Mishmai, that such beautiful things should always be darshan in my name. Meaning that, yes, he was saying that, yes, that is my help, that is what I hold, and I'm proud of what I hold, so you should go ahead and you could darshan in my name that the halacha is like Rabbi Huda, that Machshir Eichel Nefesh or Mutter on Yom Tev.